This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Represent that T on your helmet.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
All right, and welcome into another fantastic edition of The Blitz live here on Fan Run Radio. Chance Collins, 7 after on a gloomy Wednesday morning here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, happy for you to be with us. Thank you for tuning in once again. Live at fanrunradio.com. Click the live stream at the top. As always, AM 1340, FM 105.7. You can also watch our smiling faces on the Periscope streams, Facebook Live, and Twitter Live this morning. And if you got a Fan Run Radio app, yes, we do have an app. You can take us wherever you may go. Charlie Collier in with me, along with GP3 back behind the booth. Let's get right to it, fellas. First off, before we get to the debacle, and it's certainly a debacle here on Rocky Top here in East Tennessee, how are you fellas doing this morning? Charlie?
Not good, Chance. Not good at all.
You don't look good.
And, you know, part of it's about the debacle that we're about to get into. I have a lot of aggressive thoughts about that. But also,
aggressive Charlie on a Wednesday.
Also, I mean, my apartment's AC went out last night.
Ugh.
Yesterday, I hit up our maintenance man. I was like, hey, can you come help us fix this, man? It's like 80 degrees, but it was already like 5 o'clock. He's like, oh, I can't come till tomorrow. And then it just was so hot last night, I couldn't sleep at all. Because I already have to sleep. I mean, I already keep my apartment cold. And I have to sleep with like 2 fans on. So I'm tired and I'm pissed off.
Yeah, a lot of people pissed this morning. GP3, how are you doing?
Well, aside from the Tennessee Athletic Department, I'm actually doing pretty good. Braves won last night. Got a chance to get above 500 for the first time all season.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. I got about a week left on this weight loss journey I've been on.
Dude.
So, yeah, I'm feeling good. But
hell yeah, man.
Tennessee Athletics always finds a way to ruin
good
my mood.
Good for you. Proud of you. I'm doing pretty good, too. Besides a little cloudy outside, a little cloudy in our hearts here in East Tennessee. Some good basketball last night. Some even better hockey as well.
I was watching
some hockey. I've been getting down on the playoff hockey lately. Let's do that hockey later. But lead story here for us, lead story for you, is the Tennessee Ticket Office and the Tennessee Athletic Administration really dropping the ball on ticket sales. Ticket sales were supposed to start this morning for the Super Regional this weekend. Vol fans were only given an option to call in. They're not able to go and purchase tickets and start at 8:30. But it seems like, as you guys have told me, as I go through the timeline, as I heard Three and Out talk about, not really anybody got tickets outside of season ticket holders and big money donors. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Charlie, give me the gist of everything. Tell me what's going on over on Rocky Top. What the hell are they doing?
So here's what happened, Chance. You start off And the season ticket holders and the big money boosters, like you mentioned, were able to have their first chance at tickets prior to them going on sale this morning. And yeah, they were allowed to purchase up to 8 seats.
And also,
regardless of, like, hey, say you have a season ticket holder, you're a season ticket holder and you have 2 seats, you could buy up to 8
seats, which is pretty ridiculous. Tennessee Ticket Office, I saw already tweeted out to a certain fan today. Baseball season ticket holders and donors were given a request period, which those seats were sold to. Not anything that they mentioned whenever seats were going to go on sale. So that was really out of left field for a lot of people. And then you talk about the fact that even if they put a limit on the folks who were calling in for, the limit was 4 tickets is what we were told. But if you were a season ticket holder, you were able to purchase, or a donor, up to 8 tickets.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, you were able to purchase up to 8 tickets. So flash forward to today. Tickets were on sale at 8:30 this morning Eastern time. You could get them through the Tennessee Ticket Office. You had to call. It was by phone only, which already seems disastrous.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a well-crafted ploy to try to keep LSU fans out. At least that's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like.
Now it kind of seems like this whole thing was a ruse. It doesn't feel like there were any tickets available this morning really at all. Maybe, you know, 300. The rumor's been that the only tickets they had available this morning were just
the general admission tickets, the bleacher seats.
No, not the bleacher seats, but the temporary bleachers
that they
installed.
Okay.
But that wasn't general admission. Like, those are ticketed seats.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that was the rumor, that those were the only tickets available. Our station account, you can go fill it out yourself, answer this poll if you would like, at, you know, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. They ran a poll during 3 and Out. Quick poll, were you able to get super regional tickets? 501 votes so far in less than an hour. 96% no.
Wow.
4% yes. And honestly, I got to believe those 4% are liars. I haven't seen a soul on Twitter that has claimed they've been able to get tickets. It's an absolute disaster that Danny White thought that this was a good idea. I mean, he did such a good job, goodwill last week. Like, he was finally starting to come around a little bit, and he bought those 300 tickets for the students. We were feeling good about Danny White again, and then they have this idea. What was the athletic department's thinking here? They're going to destroy the environment for the Super Regional because you're going to have a bunch of, you know, older boosters, whatever else, sitting on their hands and not getting up for this game. And the tickets that they don't use, they're going to go sell online to the highest bidder. And these LSU fans are willing to sell their firstborn child, basically, to get into this game. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, you are absolutely destroying your loyal fan base right now. It is a terrible, terrible day for Danny White.
Yeah,
a
terrible day for Dr. Danny, just when we thought that he was kind of getting in our good graces. Jack Travis on Twitter says, I started calling at 8:29, called probably 300 times. No luck. I even saw where Jake Nichols, a guy I don't know that I follow, that I think he does a little stuff for SI.com, Vol stuff. He had shown his screenshot. He had called 130 times this morning and did not get through. Most people who were saying that they called, they did not get through. And then the ticket office tweets out at 9:03, Super Regional all session tickets are sold out.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned a couple people tweeting, you know, called over 200 times, called over 300 times. I mean, you can,
like, just admit there weren't tickets. I almost said a bad word there. Just admit there weren't tickets, ticket office. Like, what are we doing? Like, first of all, this shows that, yeah, first of all, you need a new stadium. And that's the biggest thing we can go. But second, really drop the ball, Tennessee Athletics, with this one. You're shutting out the diehard fans who've been going to support the team all season long. And, yes, you're giving season ticket holders rite of passage. And that's cool. They own the season tickets. But you're letting big money donors come in just because it's trendy that the Vols are maybe have a shot at Omaha, because they want to be seen now and they want to be there when the big games, when they haven't been going all season long. It really is a travesty. It really just shows you a continuation of the ineptitude that is over there on that damn hill. Like, what are they doing? You have a fan base that is hungry. By God, they're hungry. Chomping at the bit, as the saying says. And can't even get through to get tickets. Likely tickets weren't even available for the fans that, you know, that we're talking about, that were calling. Some people saying they made over 1,000 phone calls.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of people's like, I made over 1,000 phone calls this morning, started 8:15, just, you know, continue to hang up, call back, busy signal. And just what a way to drop the ball, Tennessee Athletics, once again.
I want to know, if anyone listening, yeah, if you got tickets.
Please call in.
Please call.
8200. Or please, even if you didn't get tickets, I'd like to hear what your experience was when it did happen this morning. How many times did you call in? What was your experience? Did you constantly get a busy signal? Did you actually talk to a person, a human? Were you put on hold and then left on hold? I would like to know, anybody who tried to get tickets this morning, please call in 865-546-8200. This is bad.
I mean, we tried all morning, me and my mom.
Yeah.
Called, you know, 400, 500, 600 times.
That I've talked to, or not talked to, but like seen and like just said, like, hey, like, no, they back and forth, like here, like, and they got multiple people to call for them and no one could get through.
Yes.
Like, you attack the lines like when you're trying to get concert tickets.
It would have been easier to get a concert ticket, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then this is why this is probably the entire scam in itself. Wow, this is likely why they weren't selling online tickets, because they knew they didn't have enough tickets to sell to the general public.
That's what I'm thinking. It wasn't to keep LSU fans out. It was, we don't want to be exposed
that
for
we
the
don't
frauds
have tickets.
That we are.
Yeah.
Because you're a bunch of frauds. Danny White, athletic department, you're a bunch of frauds.
Text a damn buddy. Me and my buddy can't get to the game, Danny White!
And if you're one of the people out there that bought 8 tickets and you even think about putting them on StubHub or Vivid Seats or Ticketmaster for, you know, $150, $200, $300, you're a terrible person, and I hope you have a terrible rest of your life.
Video that Danny White put out yesterday, or no, it was Vitello that put out yesterday saying, come to the game, don't sell your tickets.
Yeah.
You think they knew what today was going to be like, and that's why they put that video out preemptively?
Well, I think they knew that people got 8-plus tickets.
No, I think Tony V's a man of the people. He didn't know. He's a man of the people.
I mean, no, they knew that
I'm not saying Vitello. I'm saying the athletic department.
Oh, yeah, department knew.
Yeah, that's why they put that out when they did.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think it was knowing that, again, with those 8-plus tickets, people were going to start trying to sell them, and LSU fans are trying everything they can to get here.
Yeah, they're chomping at the bit to get tickets
to
this series.
And they will purchase those $500 minimum tickets. I don't know. It's really bad here on the Rocky Top. 865-546-8200. Phone lines lining up with people's experience about the ticket situation. We're going to take a quick timeout. Jacob, hold tight for us. We're going to get you on the other side. This is the – and we're pissed on Fan Run Radio.
The dentist here in East Tennessee. There's been so many advances in the way that we treat patients. We've got the availability of clear aligners and minimally invasive dentistry, but we still worry about comfort, health, function, and the way teeth look as well. If we can help you with your smile, give us a call at 865-539-1776 or set up an appointment online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
Welcome back to the Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio. Man, dealing with this ticket debacle early on a Wednesday morning. A lot of fans thought they were going to get tickets. A lot of fans got shafted in the end. The big orange screw is what we called it when I was in college.
Yeah, I mean, that mostly refers to parking, I thought, but we can use it here, too.
It refers to parking, grades, like whenever you're trying to, like...
The roaches in the cafeteria.
Yeah. When they're like, oh, yeah, your transfer credits worked. Oh, no, they didn't. You got to take this class again. Well,
you want to know what hurts me the most? That not even our guy Logan Quinton was able to get tickets.
I know.
And he's been to every game all year long.
I know. I'm telling you, that's a lot of folks in that same category. 865-546-8200. The ticket office may not let your voice be heard, but we will on the Blitz. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Take a quick phone call from Jacob. Jacob, you're on the Blitz. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, it's going, man. How are you? Were you one of those people trying to get tickets this morning?
Chance, I woke up at 6:30 this morning. took my ADHD medication to try and have a faster hand to dial the phone. Woke up my entire family, my grandparents, had all them call at the same time. We sent probably 1,200 phone calls through. We never got anything more than a dial tone.
Oh, my God. What are we doing
to Like, we knew this was going to be an abomination. Did anyone think it would be this bad? Like, what a tone-deaf mistake by the athletic department.
Yeah, with the whole, like, you have to call in, we're not doing online sales. At first, we thought, hey, this is a little trick up our sleeve so we don't let LSU buy all the tickets up. No LSU fans. We want to pack it with orange. But then, you know, it gets closer and closer. Like, this is not going to be good. You're going to have all of these people calling at the same time. And, like, how many lines do they even have over there? Start asking ourselves that. Like,
can't be that many.
It can't be that many for the amount of people who want to get tickets. And here you are. You woke up at 6:30. 6:30 on the dot, taking your medicine, ready to go, getting the whole damn family involved. Everybody wake up. We're trying to get ball tickets.
They have people lining up at the ticket office, too, trying to get them.
Everybody wake up. We're trying to get tickets. And you said you called over 1,200 times. What the hell is Tennessee Athletics doing?
My friend made a very good point that it seems like that they have been trying to break the common man and keep them away for years, and we're so starved we won't quit. They can't break us, and it's starting to get sad.
Yeah, well, a lot of people said that whenever they changed around or had plans, I guess, for the new renovations of the stadium, trying to get rid of the Southies, all the Southies people like over there, like all the common man, like you say, and making it's more of a who's who among the fans in the crowd. You know, who has the most money?
I saw the same thing happen with the Nashville Predators back when they weren't that good of a team in the early 2010s, nope. late 2000s. I mean, tickets were $15, $20, and now it's near impossible to get tickets unless you're a season ticket holder.
2017, yeah, Bridgestone had the best atmosphere in hockey for the Stanley Cup Finals. 2018 in the playoffs, you had businessmen in suits that drank their signature cocktails, looked around and said, look at all these cool Southern people yelling that the goalie sucks, and then they leave after the second period.
Yeah, it's really sad, but back to the football side of it. Did you go to a lot of games this year too, Jacob? Were you one of the people probably went to almost every game?
No, I didn't make it up for any football games.
No, not football games, for the baseball games.
Oh, no. I haven't been to any.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be
so
the first one I was going to get a chance to go to. I've actually moved my whole work schedule around.
Oh, man.
Paid some people to take my shifts, so now I'm missing out on 2 bartending shifts this weekend because I thought I was going to be in Knoxville.
Oh, man, what a travesty. Well, they will have tickets, apparently, Charlie, right? They're going to be doing the 90 minutes prior to game time on Friday,
If you want to make the effort, you know, I think if you put in the time, you can get those standing room tickets, and they're really not bad. You know, that's where I've spent a lot of the season, was in the standing room tickets, because that was the free student tickets back in the day, was on the deck, or back in the season, at least, was the standing room. Yeah, they go on sale 90 minutes before at the gates of the stadium. So the game's at 7 on Saturday night, right?
I'd almost think this is a time where people be camping out.
I think you probably have to get there at like 1 or noon,
maybe 2.
Yeah, I live in Johnson City, so I'm still going to come up on Saturday, just, you know, have a drink, go to the bars, whatever, if we can't get in. But I'll try the standing room only thing out, guys. Hey, I appreciate it. I'll hop off here and listen.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jacob. Really appreciate you sharing your story. Hey, if you tried to get some tickets this morning, if you're in the same boat as Jacob, give us a call, 865-546-8200. We really want to hear your side of the story as well.
Or if you got one. I really want to know, like, yeah. Did anyone actually get one? I don't believe it.
Actually, yeah, also, if you got a ticket, please call us in and let us know how you were able to obtain said ticket. All right, let's go back to the phone lines to take a call from one of our favorites, Phil. Philly, you're on the Blitz. How you doing this morning?
Guys, it's nice that y'all trying to calm people down, you know.
Trying to. People are pissed, though. People are pissed. Yeah, this continues to show the ineptitude of how they think about the fans. They don't give a rat's ass over there.
So what is LSU's allotment?
I've been told it's 600 tickets, correct? LSU's allotment, Charlie?
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
600?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the total? Did they add any more bleachers they were talking about? Vitello wanted, or did they not do that?
How many more bleachers did we add?
I'm not sure. I mean,
I think it was only like 400 extra seats.
Like 400, 500 seats. And then, all right, so the stadium holds 4,200. So you're saying 4,700 total. Or maybe a little bit over 4,700 is what can hold with the extra seats that they put in, Phil.
Well, if you give the season ticket holders can get up to 8 tickets, I don't leave many tickets at all left over. I mean, you know what?
Yeah, no, it doesn't either. And that was the thing. It was, you know, it's been, they were told, you know, call in limit of 4. And then on the other end, season ticket holders and donors were able to have a limit of 8. So that's where your problem is right there. And a lot of people have said, I heard Houston talk about it. He said he doesn't have a big problem with the donors being able to get tickets, but it's just the way they went about things and how they've kind of, you know, it's looking like they're shutting out the common man. The common man has no say over there anymore, or they don't really care about us. You know, that is what it looks like on the surface. When you let your donors come in and buy up all the tickets, you have your season ticket holders. Yes, they had season tickets. A lot of them probably didn't even go half of the damn games. And then the thing that pisses you off, Phil, is that you see these tickets, which were supposed to be available and people to have a chance. Now, if everybody had an equal chance to get the tickets and you just didn't get one because of the demand for tickets, people weren't going to be that mad. But when you got people calling in 1,200 times, 1,400 times, waking up this morning at 7:30, 6:30 to get on the ball and be ready to call in when they said to call in 8:30, and all they're getting is a busy signal. They're getting put on hold. They're getting told to hold just a moment and then getting somebody back on the phone that says, sorry, the tickets are sold out. That's what's pissing people off. And then they look on StubHub, the other third-party ticket sites, and you see minimum tickets going for $500 a ticket, $300 a ticket.
It's interesting, isn't it? Good Lord.
They drop the ball again, and they always do it when it seems like we're so hungry and locked in.
Yeah.
Like, they got a good product over there on the baseball field.
Yeah, they do.
They got a hell of a product in Tony Vitello and that baseball team, and
well, they're going
forcing the fans.
They're going
out.
To have, they're going to, have to build a stadium at least 8,000.
Oh, have to.
I would hope that you can find ten. I mean, 10 is the number that.
Well, I agree with you on that.
All these top SEC, like Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Arkansas. I mean, they're all getting at least 10,000. I would like to be able to have 10,000 in that stadium.
You think you can get 10,000 in that?
I have no idea. I mean, it is.
They'd have to build
up. It is architecturally an absolute nightmare to try to figure out what to do with that stadium. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could build up. Just the road, Todd Helton Drive being right behind the stadium messes everything up. I don't know if you can
take that road out,
that
knock
road
it out,
and build up.
Yeah, I take it out. I take that road over on their side and take it out too.
That's what I mean. I prefer to take the road out.
Like
and
a plaza
then you can
out
build,
there or something.
You know, super bleachers in the outfield and, you know, have the decks and everything else and create a really cool environment out there where you can bring in your coolers and drink and have fun out in the outfield.
Yeah. Well, I hate it for Tennessee fans. They get the screw all the time, don't they? It's just simply amazing.
Well, when our team's not screwing us, it's the athletic department, so.
Well, they always do it for that almighty dollar.
Oh, that's the sad part. That's the sad part, Phil.
See you guys.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Phil. That was a sad Phil at the end there.
Yeah.
It really was. Not even like a jab on the way out at the ticket office. Just no sad. All these years, it's piling up. People are getting pretty apathetic to the notion of the athletic department continuing to drop the ball.
Do we think that maybe we kind of had to compensate these high-level donors like this because they're about to commit a lot of money to help upgrade Lindsey Nelson.
And I think that was Houston's point, why he understood the donors getting the tickets. And I guess when I step back as the common man and just the common fan, it makes sense.
Like, when you look at it analytically
from a financial perspective, like, hey, they're about to drop a lot of money to improve these facilities and also to lock this coach up for hopefully the next 10 years.
My biggest problem is the number 8. 8 tickets each? Who needs 8 tickets?
Yeah,
I mean, how common is a family of 7 or a group of 7? Like,
well, you know, Tom's got to take his wife, his kids, the kids' grandkids, you know,
business
like,
partner,
yeah, the kids' kids, you know, all that, and business partners, and they got to show up.
You could have just given
a rowdy crowd of a bunch of little 7 to 10 year olds.
Each. Give everyone 4 each, and we have, you know, like 1,000 more tickets available.
Regardless, it doesn't excuse lying, saying that there's going to be tickets available today, and then nobody, absolutely nobody, has been able to prove that they were able to get through and get a ticket this morning.
I've seen exactly one singular tweet of one person claiming they got a ticket, and I just think it's Danny White's burner.
It might be. Dr. Danny playing chestnut checkers over here with Vol fans and their emotions. 865-546-8200. Take us to break, GP3. That's going to be a rough one. Welcome back to the Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7, AM 1340. Chance, Chuck, and GP3 with you for the next hour and 20 minutes. Talking this Tennessee debacle with the ticket situation over there on the hill. A lot of fans woke up really early and woke up really sad at the end of the day through all of this. Not able to get tickets. Ticket allotment went fast. Season ticket holders and donors were able to jump on the tickets first. Seems like that. The ticket office wasn't really too transparent about how the tickets would be sold, so not a lot of tickets out there for a lot of fans. Going to have to buy them on the secondary market and also maybe have to show up very early on Friday, or excuse me, on Friday night for the Saturday game.
I
was going to say, like, I think we're talking about, you said that you had to show up, at noon for one of those when you 90 minutes prior?
I mean, I said, like, that would probably be around.
Oh, okay. I mean, that would be the time you would say. But I think with this, the hype for the Super Regional and the demand for tickets, you're going to see people camping out Friday night. I think absolutely. You'll see people camping out.
Like, I've gotten there. I haven't camped before, but, like, for some basketball games, like the UNC game a couple years back, or, like, the Kentucky game when we were both top 10. I mean, like, me and my buddies went straight from the bar Friday night. And just when the bar closed, we walked straight to Thompson Bowling and sat outside and got there like 3-4 in the morning and stuff like that. But, you know, it'll be funny. It'll be interesting to see if people leave the game Saturday and just go get in line for Sunday.
Yeah. I think they will.
Maybe. I don't know if you're going to get camping out, but you're going to get – I mean, I think you're going to start to see people getting there pretty early.
Well, I think – and maybe it's not camping with, like, you know, some – but I think a lot of the younger crowd, a lot of the students.
I'm about to have to figure out now how to – I mean, how early I need to get there.
All right,
there.
So series starts on Saturday. First pitch set for 7 o'clock on ESPN2. Maybe not camping out Friday night, but maybe you're getting there 7 o'clock in the morning Saturday. And you're sitting there 12 hours, or, you know, however many the hours up until.
Bring a handle of bourbon and a lawn chair. And
I think you'll see a lot of that. I mean, I'd pay a buddy. You know, I'd pay a buddy to sit out there about 8 o'clock, you know, pay you $50. And I'll sit out there up until they open up the ticket window. That's probably your best bet. I mean,
find a group of friends and rotate.
Yeah, and just rotate. Yeah, you all do rotating shifts. I think that's going to be the best bet for a lot of people. I mean, that seems like that's the only way that you're going to be able to get into Lindsey Nelson Stadium. I wanted to go to the game on Saturday and thought maybe, like, hey, maybe I might have a buddy get some extra tickets and might be able to go, because I thought it might be pretty cool. I go to the game Saturday night at 7. I fly out 6 in the morning to go to Florida on Sunday. Like, you know, that baseball win, probably game in about 10:30, go home, get some rest. But I might do it. I might be out there. I might be one of those people out there at 1 o'clock or noon, as Charlie said, even earlier. You want to rotate?
I'd be down.
You want to do it? GP3?
Absolutely.
Three-man rotation. Get us three tickets, $15 a piece. I'd be down. Standing room only. I think we should do it.
Continue to monitor throughout the week.
But now when you go to get those tickets an hour and a half before the game starts, those will call tickets, or not will call, just the last allotment of tickets, are you set a limit on those as well? Is it like 2 to 4 tickets? Did they let you get 4 this past time?
You just get one for yourself. You can't get one for
other people. Okay, you can't get one for other people.
They give you a wristband that says standing room only, and you don't have to go into the stadium then. Like, you can – that's what my buddies did last weekend, is they went and got one and then came back to the bar for another 45 minutes.
Oh, nice, nice.
But
so I was wondering if you could buy said standing room tickets for, like, you know, we all do it, and then it's one of us is there rotating shifts, then we can buy the three wristbands for all of us.
There's been a lot of anger, negativity, hostility, a lot of it coming from myself. But to try to find, you know, some positive here, if anything – this is now concrete evidence for the athletic department, for Danny White, that people will invest into this baseball program. People Absolutely. Are invested into this baseball program. It is something that if you put the money in and you put the resources in as an athletic department, it can be at the top level of college baseball in terms of on-the-field play, in terms of off-the-field fan interaction and fan environment. It has the potential to be, you know, another one of the very, very few baseball teams in Division I college baseball that's actually profitable. I think, you know, this demonstrates the need for that bigger stadium. And I think, you know, it's going to get taken care of. It would be my best guess that as soon as this season ends, we're going to get an announcement of a Tony Vitello extension and a plan to upgrade Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah, and yes, it goes to show you that people will invest in a winning product as well, too. You know, you got to get the wins. You got to show a commitment to winning. And that's what Tony V has definitely shown. He's shown that his areas where he can develop, and he's the guy. But, yeah, if you build it, they will come. I mean, that's the saying from the Field of Dreams. But it's so true in this aspect, too. You see how this town can be a college baseball town, 100%. Has all the makings. Has all the framework to be one of the best baseball towns in all the Southeast. There's proof in the pudding today. The fans are yearning for a winning culture. And you got that in baseball right now. And it's sad. It's sad. We'll digress and we'll calm down a little bit as the show goes on about the situation. But I feel for those fans. I feel for the ones that the common man that's been going to every game, even when it was half capacity. The common man that's been showing up to all these SEC weekend series that showed up through the regionals. The common man that, you know, spent $200, $300 to get out there to that regional and then thought that this morning be able to wake up, give me about four tickets, $90 a pop, and they were all gone. If they were even there.
I don't think they were. I think it was all ruse. I think it was all a ruse. I think they maybe sold what? If they sold tickets, like 200 this morning?
Yeah, Mike 300? On Twitter says, I started calling at 8:15 chance. Line was busy. 30 minutes later, got an answer saying tickets were sold out. That seems like that's the common thread when I look at what's going on with these tickets. Just, right now on StubHub, tickets start off game one. They start off from $295 with only three tickets left. Game two, $255 with about 13 tickets left. And game three, $215 with about 16 tickets left. And that game three is if necessary. So, hey, if you can't get in, we'll just pack the streets around the stadium, right, fellas? Pack the streets. Big-ass block party. I'll sit out there. Let's get the damn Pride of the Southland band around the outside the wall, and let's just have a ball. We'll just have a big old block party, tailgate style, big old redneck Saturday. I'm down. What, are you down?
Redneck Saturday? You think I'm not down?
I know you're down. You got a mullet. GP3 has a mullet. I'm
going to go touch up the mullet today, too.
Oh,
go
nice.
Even more mulletized.
Oh, even more mulletized. Is that a word?
It is now.
865-546-8200. Hey, let's go ahead and finish up hour number one. On the other side, we'll do a little hockey with Charlie Collier with his daily NHL.
Annual.
I know. Now it's annual, too. It'll be annual next year. His NHL update. Hey, and if you were able to get some tickets, if you had a ticket experience, please call in. Let us know about it. We'd love to hear it. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. Go ahead and finish hour number one right here. We've been talking a lot about the Tennessee ticket debacle over there on the Hill. But now we're going to switch our focus as we have been doing the last 2 weeks. Here is Charlie Collier with his NHL update.
Had to get a good stretch in there for a second. All right, let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey, Charlie.
Two games last night. You had game five between the Lightning and the Hurricanes. They're worn out. They've lost some players to injury, but they were back at home. They had to fight to keep their season alive. They came into last night down 3-1 in the series and did not go well.
Nah. Lightning are hot.
Lightning pull out a 2-0 victory. Braden Point had one of the dirtiest goals of the playoffs to start the scoring. He was able to get the Carolina goalie completely out of the crease and shoot into an open net with a nice little deke. And
was it a triple deke? Mighty Ducks style? Charlie Conway?
I've never seen the Mighty Ducks.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That should be your homework for tonight. You are a hockey guy,
I'm
too.
I'm not a Disney movie guy.
It's a good movie.
I don't like Disney movies.
Doesn't even matter if it's a Disney movie. It's a great movie. Have you seen, would love it.
Have you seen any of the other hockey movies? Like Slapshot?
Miracle?
I've seen Goon and Miracle.
Goon and, okay.
Oh, my God. You've never seen Mighty Ducks.
Or
Slapshot
is
appalled.
A classic, too.
Yeah. I am appalled.
Did they ever make an Air Bud with hockey? That would have been fun.
The triple deke, man. The ducks. Quack, 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 quack. Flying V?
Flying V.
Oh, man.
I mean, I've heard Daniel Tosh has a good bit about the Mighty Ducks. I've listened to that, so that's good enough. But, yeah, Colton buries one unassisted in the third, give him a 2-0 lead. And the Lightning, I mean, they just couldn't find a goal. Andre Vasilevskiy.
The knuckle puck? I can't get over this. Knuckle puck. It's knuckle puck time.
You're not even speaking English as far as I know. He was amazing. And the Lightning, trying to defend their Stanley Cup from last year, they did not win their division. They came pretty close, but they're playing very, very good hockey in the playoffs. Now they are one of the final
They are
four.
Doing that hockey.
Yeah, they're doing the hell out of that hockey.
Know who else is doing the hell out of that hockey? His Vegas Golden Knights.
We're going to get there. All right.
I was waiting. I knew it was coming.
But yeah,
it was a good segue there.
Three in a row. Three
Tampa,
a row.
Tampa, they're one of the final four teams left. They joined the Canadiens, and now we have two series that are still going on. Going to be an interesting final four. We get second game of the night, game five between Vegas and Colorado.
My Vegas Golden Knights.
And the Golden Knights completely changed this series. They found something that worked.
Three in a row, baby.
And Matt Stone last night, Mark Stone, excuse me.
In OT.
Blocked a shot on the defensive end, spins around, and a pass was waiting for him with nothing but clear sailing ahead. Gets the breakaway goal to win it in overtime on the road in hostile Colorado. And all of a sudden, Vegas is in control of that series. Not something I think a lot of people saw coming. Especially when Colorado took the first two, winning game one with 7 goals.
I knew after I bet on them that first game, then won the second game, then won last night too. Like Ice Cube said, today was a good day.
But yeah, Colorado, they got out to a 2-0 lead. And then in the third period, Tuck and Marchessault both scored to tie it up within 3 minutes of each other. And then Stone, right towards the start of overtime, buries one. And
so somebody who doesn't watch a lot of playoff hockey, but I try to each year to get into it, more so when the Preds are in it, but this year I've been trying to watch a lot more games. This is the most exciting series.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
This has been the most... This has been
this
the one I'm
like
wow, this is a pretty damn exciting series.
This would
series.
Be like last year if the Lakers and the Clippers played in the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. That's a good comparison.
The Islanders and the Bruins, that's also a pretty,
yeah.
pretty good
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
There.
And that's a pivotal game tonight.
Yeah, so flipping a switch and looking at tonight's games. It's just a singular game because two series have already ended. Tonight you have the Islanders up 3-2, Game 6 at home.
Mm-hmm.
A chance to close it out in front in their home barn.
Are they back to 100 capacity in New York?
I don't know, but I know that stadium looks really full and feels really loud mm-hmm. on television. That barn has certainly been rocking, that's for sure.
I want to see them go to a game 7 and have to play 7 in Boston. That would be a fun Friday night matchup.
I want to get a game 7 as well. And, you know, the way this series has gone, I think we're going to get a game 7. But tonight, I mean, the Islanders, man, they
really whooped up on them.
It's been a while.
Yesterday, though, or 2 days ago, they really had Boston's number.
Yeah, they barely held on, but they got out to a pretty
good
start.
Yeah, they got out early. I remember I was watching
it. I don't know, man. If we get an Islanders, Lightning, Canadians, and Vegas Final Four, that'd be quite interesting.
That'd be pretty nice.
One very old, a couple, you know, old school markets, a couple new school markets, and some teams that outside of the Lightning haven't really won any Stanley Cups that lately.
So I know you guys are Preds fans, but if you had to say who, you know, I'm riding with my Golden Knights, but who are you riding with for the rest of the way? Who would you like to see win?
Montreal.
Colorado.
Colorado.
Montreal for me, just because I'm rooting for Shea Weber. Okay. It's the only reason.
Former Pred.
Former Pred's catcher.
I can't decide if the love for Shea Weber outweighs the dislike for Canada. That's my problem.
See,
does everybody in that chair hate Canada?
See, the whole Canada thing doesn't bother me. I just don't like Toronto.
I think people just root against Canadian hockey a lot.
And I don't like Edmonton.
It's really funny that the entire country hasn't won a Stanley Cup in a very long time.
Very, very,
very, very, very, very, very long time. Like a couple of my lifetimes, I'm pretty sure.
But like, I have nothing against Ottawa or Montreal or Calgary.
I mean, they're not hateable teams, that's for sure. They're likable. I mean, you know, they have players that are easy to root for. They have fun players. Shea Weber,
Nick
Perry.
Suzuki.
Nick Suzuki is a ton of fun for the Habs.
The Habs.
I mean, outside of the Bruins and the Islanders, I feel like the remaining teams are all pretty likable.
Yeah, and then if it wasn't Montreal, it'd probably be the Islanders just for Trotsky. Even though he's already won one, I can't root against Trotsky either.
Yeah, so we got Game 6 tonight, 7:30, NBC Sports. Tomorrow we got Game 6 with the Avs and the Golden Knights. Getting down to the end of it. It's wrapping up pretty quickly.
All right, well, we did the hockey. Thank you, Charlie, as always, for the daily NHL update. On the other side, hour number two, we'll get into the NBA playoffs, talk about what happened in the association last night. Might hit you with an opening drive. Do not know yet. That's debatable. But breaking news from the Tennessee Athletic Department. I'll hit you with that on the other side. This is The Blitz. Hour number two, up next.